Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're teeing off into the really fascinating world of golf events in South Africa.
Sounds great.
Our mission, as always, is to plunge into the sources you've shared, sort of pull out the most important bits, and get you quickly well-informed on why this nation isn't just, you know, a player, but truly a global golf powerhouse. You're about to discover this mix of, well, rich history, incredibly stunning venues, and some maybe surprisingly unique aspects of these championship events.
Yeah, there's definitely some unique stuff there.
So ready to hit the links.
Absolutely. It's quite a journey through golf that I think showcases just how deeply embedded the sport is in South Africa's cultural fabric.
Huh.
You know, from its history right through to its future.
And when you talk about those deep roots, well, you really have to start with the granddaddy of them all, right? The South African Open Championship.
The KSA Open, yeah.
This isn't just a tournament. It's like practically the bedrock of the country's golf history, established way back 1903.
1903, yeah. One of the oldest national opens anywhere, really.
Which is just remarkable. But how does something that old keep itself so relevant today? That's the question.
Well, that's a great question. And it is what's really fascinating here. I mean, sure, it started pretty local, but it gained international acclaim pretty quickly, drawing top players. But I think its commitment to innovation has been key.
Innovation? In what way?
Well, for instance, the SA Open was actually one of the first national opens globally to really embrace advanced real-time shot tracking and analytics for the fans.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this wasn't just showing scores. It let viewers follow every swing, every putt, like in detail. It set a new standard for fan engagement really ahead of its time.
So, okay, it's not just resting on its history. It's actively pushing how we experience the game.
Exactly.
And of course, you can't talk SA Open without the legends.
Yeah.
Gary Player, Ernie Els.
Yeah.
Their victories aren't just wins, are they? They feel bigger.
Oh, absolutely. They're part of the lore, like you said, inspiring generations. Their multiple wins weren't just personal triumphs. They resonated across the country.
Yeah.
Player and Els, through their success there, they basically created a visible path. They showed young South African golfers, hey, you can reach the top.
Right. Made it feel possible.
Precisely. And that visibility directly fueled, you know, grassroots interest and investment.
And it's not just the players, it's the places. The venues are incredible. They reflect South Africa's, well, amazing natural beauty.
They really do.
You got the rolling hills and the Western Cape, the lush greenery of KwaZulu-Natal, iconic courses.
Yeah.
Gary Player Country Club, tough layout, right?
Very tough.
And the historic Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club. These courses seem like more than just backdrops.
They are. They contribute so much character. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these courses chosen for their challenge and beauty, they elevate the whole tournament. The SA Open, by consistently using these top tier courses, it becomes this vital driver for the whole golf ecosystem in the country. Well, it sets a high standard. It boosts grassroots participation, encourages investment in facilities, coaching, and crucially, it's a platform for local players.
Right, to get that international exposure.
Exactly. Competing against the best, right on home turf, gaining that invaluable experience.
That idea of bringing local talent through, that really leads us to the heart of pro golf in South Africa, doesn't it? The Sunshine Tour.
The Sunshine Tour.
That's the pinnacle, right? The main platform for professionals.
It is. It plays such a crucial role in shaping the country's golfing landscape. It doesn't just showcase local guys, it attracts international players too.
So it supports a wider network.
Yeah, a whole ecosystem. Sponsors, fans, local communities benefit. But what's really impactful is its role as a development platform. It's a vital pipeline for young talent.
How effective is that pipeline?
Well, get this, something like over 70% of South African golfers who've made it onto the PGA or European tours. They came directly through the Sunshine Tours development programs.
Wow, 70%. That's huge.
It's a direct, robust talent pipeline. Really shows its effectiveness.
Okay, so within the Sunshine Tour, there are these crown jewel events, the SA Open we've mentioned, but then there's the Joburg Open and the Alfred Dunhill Championship. Let's maybe unpack those a bit.
Yeah, good idea. Let's zoom in on the Joburg Open first. That's become a really significant fixture on the European Tour calendar, usually held in Joburg early December.
Okay, so European Tour co-sanctioned. That means it's not just about top golf skills, but it's also showing South Africa can host these big international events.
Exactly. It attracts this interesting mix, seasoned pros, rising stars, makes for a dynamic competition, and its local impact is significant. It's a platform for SA players, definitely, but it also boosts golf tourism. You actually see a noticeable spike in, like, luxury travel bookings around the event. Tour operators report more golf packages sold in early December. That directly helps the local economy.
And the course, Royal Johannesburg in Kensington again, right?
That's the one. Prestigious place, known for a challenging layout, bit of parkland, bit of Lynx style, all with the Joburg skyline in the background. It's quite a test.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, next up. The Alpha Dunhill Championship, started 2001, also co-sanctioned with the European Tour. This one seems different, a unique blend of competition and celebrity.
It is, yeah. That's its distinct flavor. It pairs the pros with amateurs, often celebrities, business figures.
Right, the pro-am format, but maybe more high profile?
Sort of, yeah. It broadens the appeal massively. And it also has this strong commitment to charity. A good chunk of the proceeds go to local causes, often education and conservation.
And the venue is just, wow. Leopard Creek Country Club,
mm-hmm.
right next to Kruger National Park.
Yeah, literally alongside it. You get these breathtaking views of wildlife. It's extraordinary.
So what's that like? Does it actually impact play?
Well, imagine lining up a shot on the 13th green, and there's an elephant watching from just off the fairway. Oh, yeah. Happens all the time. There are tons of stories. Wildlife just wandering by. It's incredible. Gary Player designed it. And it's a formidable challenge, blending nature and sport beautifully.
Mm.
Even the bunkers are often designed to look like natural riverbeds. Forces real precision.
And the celebrity part, how does that change the vibe?
It definitely elevates the profile. It sort of bridges the gap between pro golf and the public, creates this unique, almost relaxed camaraderie. It's a really special event, that mix of top golf celebs and that unbelievable setting.
I can only imagine trying to focus with a giraffe nearby.
Then there's the Ned Bank Golf Challenge, often called Africa's Major. That sounds important.
It certainly earned that title. Kicked off back in 1981. Its prestige, its legacy, it's undeniable. It consistently attracts the biggest names in golf, and the prize fund is substantial.
So it really lives up to the major nickname.
In terms of field strength and prestige in Africa, absolutely.
And hosted at the Gary Player Country Club again. That's right. Designed by the man himself, renowned for being tough. Those strategic hazards, undulating greens, beautiful vistas.
Mm-hmm. And I hear the club is also focused on sustainability.
That's right. They take environmental responsibility seriously. But beyond the course, the Ned Bank raises that important question, you know, how can a big sporting event give back?
Right, beyond just the entertainment.
Exactly. And the Ned Bank has a clear answer. A significant part of its prize money goes to charity.
Like what kind of initiatives?
Well, in recent years, proceeds have funded major projects in local communities, building new school wings, providing mobile health care clinics, things like that. It's this really powerful blend of top-level competition and tangible social benefit.
That's fantastic. Really extending its impact. Okay, let's shift gears slightly. Talk about events focused on growing the game. The SA Women's Open seems pivotal there.
Absolutely crucial. It's all about celebrating and empowering women in sport. Its commitment to promoting women's golf is huge.
It gives female players a prestigious platform.
Right. Oh,
exactly. Encourages more participation, highlights the incredible talent that's already there, and it really champions gender equality in golf. Just last year, the SA Women's Open hit record viewership numbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that directly led to a big jump in corporate sponsorships, which then, you know, fuels more investment in facilities and coaching for women and girls at every level. It's a positive cycle.
And the atmosphere at these events, I hear it's very supportive.
It is, a real sense of camaraderie. They use various top courses across South Africa, beautiful places, challenging layouts. It's all designed to inspire younger players, show them what's possible.
So it's a beacon. Really?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. A beacon of inspiration, actively encouraging the next generation, helping break down barriers. It's vital for growing women's golf and, you know, contributes to that broader conversation about gender equality in sports generally.
Okay, and finally, rounding things out, the Junior Golf Championships.
Yeah.
These sound absolutely fundamental for the future.
They are. Utterly vital. These championships are carefully structured to nurture young talent. Structured competition across different age groups, under 12s, right up to under 19s.
That's aggressive.
Yeah. Lets players compete against their peers at the right level. Fosters fair play, healthy competition, they gain really valuable experience. It's more than just tournaments. It's like a whole development system.
And they play on proper courses, too.
Oh, yes. Key junior events are held at renowned golf courses across the country. Gives these kids a taste of professional settings, shows them what it takes. That's got to be incredibly motivating.
I bet.
And it serves as this crucial pathway towards professionalism. It helps them build relationships, coaches, sponsors, academies, gives them guidance, resources. Plus, it builds resilience, mental toughness. You need that in golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the results. So many success stories come out of these championships. Guys like Dylan Fratelli have directly said their junior championship experience was foundational for their pro career.
So it feeds right back into the system. Mentorship,
right.
Inspiration.
Exactly. It's a fantastic cycle.
Wow. Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground here. The incredible depth, the diversity of South Africa's golf events, from the historic SA Open, still innovating, to the glitz of the Alfred Dunhill, the sheer clout of the Nedbank Challenge with its social impact, and these vital platforms for women and juniors. It's a really dynamic landscape.
It really is. And if you connect it all, you see that golf in South Africa is, well, it's so much more than just a game.
Right.
It's this vibrant ecosystem, history, talent, community impact, all interwoven. These events collectively shape the country's golfing path, inspire so many people. And yeah, they contribute significantly to tourism and local communities too.
Absolutely. It really underlines South Africa's place as a top-tier global golfing destination.
No question.
So thinking ahead, what does this all mean for the future? Given these deep roots, the constant innovation, these strong development pipelines we've talked about, what unique role do you think South Africa's golf scene will play in shaping the global game over, say, the next decade?
That's a big question.
Something for you to mull over until our next deep dive.